Books on Tape presents A Far Country by Daniel Mason, read by Kate Redding. Even so, there were times I felt uneasy when I looked at her. A serenity came from within her, like the one we see in the images of saints, the coarsest ones. Osman Lins, Retable of St. Joanna, Carolina. In the valley of the village they would one day name St. Michael and the Cane, the men and women waited, turning the November soil and watching the sky. Clouds came, following the empty riverbeds on long, solitary treks from the coast. Sometimes it rained. Little green leaves unfurled from the dry branches, and a soft grass bloomed on the floor of the thorn scrub they called the White Forest, because it was too poor for color. The men and women watched the sky distrustfully then. Sometimes the rain fell so close they could smell it, but if it didn't fall again in that corner of earth, the leaves turned brown and rattled in the wind. That could kill a field, they said. A single rain, and then empty skies. It raised your hopes, the land's hopes. They called it green drought, and swore at it under their breath. Rain is like a man, said the women. It flatters you with sweet gifts, but it is worse than nothing if it doesn't stay. When the rains didn't come again, the first plants to die were the grasses. Then the thorn brittled and the cactus grayed. In December, on the eve of St. Lucy's Day, they set out 6 fragments of salt to divine for drought, and in the morning they counted how many had melted away and how many remained. Finally, when the earth grew so hot that any rain would only steam back into the sky, they began to get ready. They called it the